107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's our weekly check-in with Julie Docker Johnson with the local community food center. Julie, how's it going?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I am just wonderful. And of course, we have a lot going on at the local, as always. So Monday night dinner is tonight, and of course, the market as well.
Yes, and the local produce and things that are coming in now are absolutely amazing. There's lots of greens from the Oak Street Farm and just loads of fresh, fabulous local produce right from our neighbors.
So good. I cannot wait. And I've got some of those farm fresh greens in my freezer right now. I'm so excited to put them in a smoothie or something.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. That's apparently the thing. You freeze the greens, you pop them in your smoothie, and you have got every vitamin you need to start the day.
Absolutely. So good. So you can pick some of those up at the market tonight or on Friday, of course. Yes, absolutely fabulous. So that's 4 to 6 tonight, and then dinner is 4:30 to 6.
That is correct. And awesome. Everybody is welcome. And remember, we buy it wholesale, we sell it wholesale, and it's fresh, and it's local, and it's affordable, and we want everybody to come.
Absolutely. It's such a great market. And twice a week, we put this market on. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Yes. And then coming up this Thursday, it's the locals' AGM.
Yes, it is. So it's our annual general meeting that we get to share all of the things that we have done in the past year. And we've got some exciting numbers to share.
Oh, good.
But it's just a great opportunity to kind of review what we've done and to share what our plans are. It's from 6 until 7:30, and it's at the local, and people are welcome. But we want people to know what we've been up to and what our plans are.
Yeah, absolutely. And anybody can just mosey on down to the local to be part of the AGM.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. So that's also on our community calendar at mystratfordnow.com. So you can find the details there as well. And on Friday, the next day, it's Friday lunch and, of course, the market and seniors exercise class in the morning.
Absolutely. So you can start with the exercise class 9:30 to 10:30, which is ran by One Care. As I mention often, the music is great. Make sure you can do as much or as little as you want. Some people are seated. Some people are standing. I sometimes may be in the background. I would be standing and dancing.
Absolutely.
And then you can stay for lunch and go to the market. And it's a great way to start your weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And the market, again, so fabulous.
Yes, 11 until 1 for the market and lunch on Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's the perfect way to end the week. You know, maybe take a little lunch break from work, head over to the local, grab yourself some lunch. It's just the perfect pick-me-up in the afternoon.
Right. And you know what? Often people always say, oh, you know what? We should go have lunch, or we should do this, or we should get together.
Right.
You know what? Make the local Friday your lunch stop to meet your friends. If you go there every Friday and you go do your shopping and you have lunch, people will get used to that and you'll never know who might just show up at your table.
Absolutely. There was one Friday I went and it was a couple and they were like, this is the only time we have away from our child right now.
Right?
And it was fabulous.
So that's why it's there. It's a community food center. So you're part of the community and we want you to share our space.
Absolutely. Yes. It's awesome. Everybody is always welcome at the local. And next week, very exciting, we've got another financial literacy workshop with Jen V as the Honest Budget Workshop.
Yes. And so that's next Monday, which is July the 21st. It's 2:30 in the afternoon, and so it's an hour long. But once you're done the workshop, then go shopping in the market, and you can put together some of your budgeting ideas that you learned at the workshop when you go do your shopping, and then stay for dinner.
Absolutely.
We like if you can register so we know you're coming, that is wonderful. But if you can't register, not to worry, you can just show up. And again, that's next Monday, the 21st of July, and it's at 2:30 at the local.
Yeah, perfect. And that's also on our community calendar at mystratfordnow.com, so you can get the details there as well. And then we're looking towards the future a little bit. The Stratford 5K run is coming up in October, but it's great to register and start training right now.
Absolutely. So the 5K run is a really important fundraiser for the local. Food is important to fuel bodies so that they actually can run. So we are really, really fortunate to be the recipients of the funds raised from the 5K run, which is on Sunday, October the 5th. Last year, it was the most gorgeous day, so perfect day to get out and to run. They are doing, if you register before tomorrow, which is July 15th, the registration fee is a little less, but you might as well today. It's Monday. So on Mondays, it's a good idea to commit to something new. Mm-hmm. You can start your training and register for the 5K run, and you will be all set. So come October 5th, you can run, you can walk. Hey, you can skip. Doesn't matter, but you can participate.
Absolutely. And yeah, as we said, if you're not a runner, you can walk.
Yes, absolutely. If you're not a runner, you most certainly can walk. And there is all different levels of runners, walkers that participate in the 5K. That's what makes it so fabulous. So the whole point of it is get out, be part of the community. We appreciate your help with the fundraising. And you know what? Whether we run or walk, we do it all together. So that
Absolutely.
Makes it better.
Absolutely. We're better together.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Julie, thank you so much. It's going to be another fabulous week with the local Community Food Center, and we'll chat next Monday.
Yes, we will. Take care. Thank you.